Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. John, I've been watching and listening to these pollsters. They've been interviewing on Fox News and even the PMSNBC and others. And they're asking them, how did you guys miss this? How was it that you missed this? You were so far off in your predictions. Now, they knew the answer. They knew the answer like we knew the answer, okay? Because all of what the polling they took showed that there was going to be a red wave. There was supposed to be a red wave, right? But if they were to say, well, we have to explain this by voter election fraud, the corruption, but they're afraid to do that. They're scared. They know if they told the truth, that would mean that they would not be on Fox News again. They would not be on NBC, ABC, or CBS. They would not be there because their error was they told the truth that there was election fraud, big-time election fraud. And so they had to say, well, we just don't know it. I guess the Republicans, one said today, the Republicans just didn't turn out like they were supposed to. And that wasn't the case. They did turn out. It was election fraud, major, and we knew it was going to happen. So let's take a listen. We're going to listen to what we played yesterday with Mike Lindell. And he shows you, and I watched this, and I wish, you know, of course the people can't see the charts, but they're showing you as the numbers are coming in, they're showing you, and by this is an actual group that what it does, it monitors these elections. And so listen to Mike again. We need to play this a second time.
Disturbing news coming back from the Real Crime Time desk.
Wow. Look at this, everybody. This is real-time crime, our first one of the night. Our first one of the night. This is exciting. They are caught. Look at this, everybody. This is exciting for the whole country and world. This is right. I want a screenshot of that. This will go down in history. Here it is on Frank's speech on the real-time crime desk. Look at that spike, everybody. And Jeff, I want you to explain it. Whose race this is, and then when it took over, and then they were overriding the algorithms, it looked like, and then what happened? Give us your analysis here.
Well, what happened is what we're seeing in a lot of places. Whereas the Democrat breaks out to an early lead, but we see that probably because that's where that's where most of the cheating is taking place right there at the beginning. I don't like what happened with Carrie Lake again. I bring that up again. So you see that in red, Herschel Walker kept coming back, closing the gap as we started to get real election day votes emerged in. At the moment, nearly the moment when they were even. They were essentially even. There's two dots here. You can't tell the difference. Suddenly, there is an update that has 117,000 votes for Warnock and 6,000 votes for Herschel Walker. So about 117,000 to 600. There you go. That's what happened.
We want this. I want you to, if you can, send me this screenshot. We're going to send it out all over social media right now. And this is the first real-time crime. We've caught them. They're trying to steal Herschel Walker's race. This isn't coming from us here. This is coming from the Edison Report. This is real-time crime going on here.
I have some negative vote drops for you in Pennsylvania as well when you want to hear about those.
No way! Two in a row. Let's get with. We can. She's ecstatic here. But let's get. Let's do another one. Let's
you
do another
see it?
One.
All right. Let's take a look here at. I want to look at the Pennsylvania Senate race. With Dr. Oz versus Fetterman. One moment. Let's bring that up.
And welcome to the real time crime desk, everybody in the country and around the world. Here we go. What do we got
right
here?
So we've got the blue is John Fetterman, and we've got the red is Oz, and you can see things at this point anyway are not looking good, but there's, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But note we have here we have the votes going up. I'm putting my cursor over it. Votes going, you know, staying the same. And then we go from 326,000 votes down to 288,000 votes. So where'd they go? They're gone.
Okay. I want to explain this one, everybody. Now, I want everybody to look at this. And I can explain this and go, well, gee, why would they do that to a Democrat? They lower. You can't go in reverse, everybody. These are the order. These votes are coming in through the Edison Report, which is one of the biggest monopolies in this country. Every single vote goes through New Jersey, and then it comes out to us. Well, when you start counting, I want everybody to count. One, two, let's count by tens. 10, 20, 30, 40. Let's count by hundreds. 100, 200, 300. You can't go in reverse when you're counting pieces, ballots. One, two. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to throw a bunch off the pile. So the reason is, here's what I think, Jeff. I think that they lower that number. They lower that number with that drop because the cheat was too big there. They're making the steal. The algorithm is too big, and they got to correct it so it doesn't look like a big anomaly or a huge deviation where the whole country knows they stole the election from him. What's your opinion on that? Am I spot on?
I think you are. That's certainly a good. I mean, there's no rational explanation because they don't. We see so many of these in an election that it's impossible that it's that many human error mistakes.
Right.
And but here you see, I switched over while you were talking to the governor race in Pennsylvania, and you'll see it happened there too.
There. Now wait a minute. Not supposed to hold it. Is this the governor's race right now going on?
That's correct. That's Mastriano and Shapiro.
Okay, now everybody, now let me tell you. So here's reality, everybody. These when they set these algorithms, you still got to kind of guess, don't you, Jeff? You got to make an estimated guess of what the score is going to be, because if you cheat too big. It's like I said before, everybody. I'm going to give everybody another example. If I said the state of Pennsylvania that went 6,000 or 6 million for Donald Trump and 2,000 votes for Biden, everyone in the world would say, no, that's a computer error. Something's wrong. And then as you go and go, okay, how about 5 million for Trump and 500 for Biden or 5,000 for Biden or 500,000. They have to make it within a reason of the whole world to go, oh, I guess that could happen. And this is what they're doing here. They put the algorithms thinking how many votes maybe that Mastriano was going to get, and they set them too high, everybody. Look at that big, look in the beginning when they stole them there. It went straight up or almost straight up. And then you go over a little bit and another uptick, and now they overcorrected. Look at the difference between the two. So they had to correct it and take away votes. You guys, machines, people don't go, 20,000 people or 150,000 people don't go in and say, I want to take my vote back. I don't want to vote. Jeff, what was that drop right there? How many votes was that drop we're seeing at the real-time crime desk here? How many votes dropped there?
About 90,000.
90,000 votes. You guys, if you're tuning in, that's a Democrat. They took 90,000 votes off of a Democrat. Why did they do that? Because the cheat was set so big in the beginning. Look at the beginning. Jeff, point to the two spikes that you can't explain. Okay, the one in the beginning, and then you go over a little bit, and there's another one. How many vote spike is that right there?
About 90,000.
Well, 90,000. How about let's go to the next spike. Let's move over to the next Democrat spike. This is the governor's race, by the way, if you tune in, of Pennsylvania. What's that crime spike? We're going to call them crime spikes. That's my new name. Okay, go to the next.
That's about 63,000 is.
So we have a 63,000. We have a 90,000 crime spike, another 90,000 crime spike, a 63,000 crime spike, and then they go, uh-oh. The whole world's going to know that Mastriano's getting, you know, we're cheating by too much. So what do they do, everybody? Right there, point to the cursor. They took away 90,000 votes from the Democrat.
Yeah, if you look, it took the vote total back to where it had been way back here. Basically, that erased all of the vote total increases.
You guys,
from that
look
time.
At that. In that time span, everybody, this is the order these votes are coming in. This is real-time crime, everybody. This is what I've been telling you about.
Mike, you're going to love this. You're going to love this. This is the Illinois Senate race. This is Tammy Duckworth's race. It not only has several impossible, what do we call them?
Real-time crime spikes. Yeah. We call them crime spikes.
Crime spikes, that was it.
Crime spikes.
And it has a back down as well, a loss of votes like nothing else yet tonight.
Wow, look at this, everybody.
That's a million votes up and a million votes down. You know, a million votes here and a million votes there, and eventually it adds up to real votes.
Right. Okay, I really want, I want this picture, I want a screenshot. Jeff, if you could send me some screenshots, I got my social media gal. We're getting hundreds of thousands all across social media that are sharing. The Herschel Walker one went crazy. I want you to send me this one, send me others, but can you explain this one? Can you explain this one?
Well, I can't really explain it. I can't.
There is no explanation,
but you see that I'm actually surprised that this was as close as it is. And what happened here, though, was you had an update at Eastern Time, 10:42, of about a million votes for Duckworth, and pretty much none for the other person. And then you see, it wasn't like it was something that came right back. It's like we kept on having a little more updates, and then suddenly there goes the million votes back down again.
All righty, there you go. I got bad news, some bad news, John. That is, they've called the race in Arizona. Kelly has won. They say now he has won the race in Arizona, and so there you go. That puts the Democrats just one seat away from control of the Senate. Now, there's two seats out there yet, okay? Herschel Walker's won, and who's the other one?
Is that Nevada?
Nevada.
I think Nevada.
And so we've got to win those. We've got to win those seats. Would you, of course, we're fighting against the corruption. John, would you lead a prayer? Just ask God, and all the people out there with us. Would you pray for this? Because it's the God would turn this and take it away from the deep state, the dark. These are Satan's children. Would you ask that in a prayer, John?
Sure, Pastor Ernie. Father, what we're asking for is the truth, Lord, and to block the stealing, blocking the corruption, blocking the lying. That's what they're doing, Lord. They're literally stealing this, and it's always the Democrats, Lord, always. So we're asking in these two remaining Senate races that the reality, the truth of it, would come forth, and we know it's going to be for us, Lord, because we see them stealing it already. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
All right. Thanks, John. First of all, I want to announce, we're not going to take any calls tonight. So folks, don't call, because we got so much information to get out, and we need to get it out, and we don't have that much time left. One of the things here is on the 16th, which happens to be the anniversary of for my wife and I, it's our anniversary next week, they're going to have, the Republicans are going to vote for the leader of the GOP, and that hopefully that person will be the speaker in the Senate, okay, but anyhow, and right now we got to pray that it's not McConnell. They're going to vote here next week. There's one fellow who is thinking about, who's mentioned, but he hasn't announced it yet, that he would run, and that's Senator Scott. And I'm hoping, because he could beat him, but the vast majority of the Republicans, it don't look like they're going. It looks like they're just going to go along with the way things are, like they've done to us so many times in the past. You know, you had a real person, a conservative, Tish Baca, who's running against Murkowski out there in Alaska. Murkowski is a communist. She's a communist. And Tabaska, now they're both Republicans. I don't know how that works out there, but anyhow, I think they're having a runoff or something. But Tabaska is very, very conservative, pro-life conservative. Murkowski is a communist. And of course, we're seeing McConnell supports her. McConnell supports the communist. And so we need for him to go. And I'm hoping somebody, well, I would love to see someone like Ted Cruz or Josh Hawley. I'd love to see Josh Hawley or Ted Cruz, one of them, run as for the speaker, the leader of the Republicans. And so, folks, keep that in prayer if you would. We definitely need McConnell. He's a rhino to the bone.
I think they've been pathetic really since 1994. Yet the last time you really had conservatives doing anything was with Newt Gingrich.
Yeah. All right. Natural news. A stunning connection has been made between first son Hunter Biden and the bio labs in Ukraine, as well as in Wuhan, China. The latter, the reported origin of COVID-19 by a former top-rated co-host, Jack Maxey, who starred alongside former top Trump political advisor Steve Bannon on their War Room Pandemic podcast, revealed an alleged connection between Biden and Metabiota, which is linked to Ukrainian biolabs and Wuhan Institute of Virology in the Chinese city of that name. And so here, and then of course, Life News reported that this week. Maxey based his findings on some of the emails found in Hunter Biden's laptop, as well as further research he personally conducted. While Maxey had been talking about these connections for some time, the story has been largely overlooked. He explained the connection between the first son and Wuhan lab during an appearance on the Sovereign Soul Show. So let's go back to COVID. Literally, Hunter Biden and his partners raised millions and millions of dollars from Metabiota, and Metabiota was privatized company that the U.S. intelligence agents used to run the Ukraine, to run the labs in the Ukraine, which I uncovered. They are also deeply involved inside the Wuhan labs, Maxey claims. Now, you can find papers written by Metabiota describing them as the bat and corona experts, and Hunter and his secretary in Beijing named Xiang Yang, her last name Zing, spelled Z-E-N-G, and her husband is a guy from Fugao, George Gao, senior top guy in the Chinese CDC, and Hunter hooks this guy up with Metabiota, and they essentially run the gain-of-function experiments inside the Wuhan lab that gave us COVID, you know, and that's what Fauci did. Fauci ran these gain of functions. He's lied and he lied and he lied and he lied. But that's exactly what he did. You have an article there.
Yeah, this is pretty much on the vote fraud, but a Dem poll worker was caught cheating, marking voters' ballots straight Democrat and then telling black voters who to vote for. I mean, this is a complete violation of its electioneering. And there's probably about 10 articles just like this, and it's not even hitting the news.
Well, we played that clip because they had out there Veritas.
Project Veritas. Yeah.
And it was interesting. We the problem was there was so much noise there. But, yeah, they were out there going to intimidating people. And you're right. They didn't want to put it on the news for obvious reasons, huh? Brett Baer probably says there's no evidence because we didn't show it, right?
Yeah, it wasn't on Fox News.
Yeah. And here's a strange one. Midwife conference bans pro-life on OBGYNs. Now, the Jug County Right to Life office is in our, you know, their office is located in Doers of the Word Baptist Church. And we get calls every now and then from women. Now, John McTurton, let me ask you a question. What profession do you think calls us more often looking for a midwife than any other profession?
I guess it would be pro-life centers.
No. Nurses. Nurses, okay. More than they call looking for.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Yeah, they're looking for midwives, calling and asking us if we know of any midwives. And so it's an amazing thing, you know, that we don't really, I mean, I don't really, we, at one point we did have a number of midwives. I think we have a couple, probably like a Nurse Connolly and some others, some of the nurses out in with us. But it's not like there's an organization of midwives around that we can, you know, that we don't have their cards and they're like we normally do for different pro-life organizations. One time, but here's the thing, check this out. Midwife conference bans pro-life OBGYNs. Can you hear this? Threatened to decertify those who spread abortion disinformation. Listen to this. Medical organizations in the birthing field have vocally endorsed abortion in the wake of the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. Do you understand that? These are the people who are supposed to be in the field of birthing, and they want to kill babies. Yeah. I mean, it's a prominent group of pro-life obstetricians and gynecologists found themselves excluded from the National Midwife Conference over its views on abortion. The Daily Signal can exclusively reveal the pro-life group is also raising the alarm about the potential decertification of medical professionals who refuse to toe the line on abortion. This is happening more and more. In fact, there's another article we have over here that punishes doctors who disagree with official COVID narrative. In California, if they tell the truth, if a doctor tells the truth about the COVID, they'll lose their license. They can lose their license there. So you don't dare tell the truth in California, huh?
Yeah, you're talking about how contrary it is. I remember in the 1990s, we compiled a list of all the companies that were donating to Planned Parenthood, and there would be companies like Johnson & Johnson that basically a good chunk of their money is selling products for babies that were actually donating to Planned Parenthood. It's almost like they've delinked the economic aspect out of the equation.
Well, let's look at this way.
What about all these teacher unions, Pastor Ernie, these communist teacher unions that are all, I mean, they are big time pro-abortion, and that's eliminating the kids for the, you know, for the jobs that they have, for their jobs.
So you mean you think that in order for teachers to stay, to keep their jobs, they need students, right?
Exactly.
And you say, doesn't that sound absolutely crazy that these teachers unions, like the NEA, would want to be pro-abortion and do away with children? But think about this. We're dealing with people that don't know what a woman is, right? We're dealing with people, look, to think that if you're a child and you feel like you're a cat or a dog, you can be a cat or a dog, okay? So look, you just had this guy that decided he was a baby, that New Jersey inmate, right? And now they have to give him diapers and baby food, right? And so if they don't know what a woman is, and they think that children could be dogs, these are the Democrats that believe these things. Why can't they just, if they have no children, just imagine there's children in the class? Couldn't they just say, well, I'm looking out here, not just imagine children, but maybe they could imagine
dogs and cats.
People from the past, too, yeah. Maybe a trans species in their class, right? They could do that.
Yep.
Okay. So this is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with everything that the left holds to is anti, in total opposition to what the Bible teaches. Everything. There's nothing that the left holds to that is in line with what the Word of God teaches, is there? Here's a good one. New law punishes doctors who disagree with official COVID narrative. Article by Art Moore. California Communist Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new state law that allows medical boards to punish physicians who give medical advice that counters, they call it scientific consensus, okay? The Apostle Paul said those who call it science falsely, so falsely called, okay? And that's exactly what it is. It's not science, it's lunacy, it's insanity. Assembly bill in this wicked, wicked state of California, 2098, states that it shall constitute unprofessional conduct for a physician and a surgeon to disseminate misinformation or disinformation related to COVID-19, including false or misleading information regarding the nature and the risk of the virus, its prevention and treatment, and the development, safety, and effectiveness of COVID-19. Now, that would be a good bill if we had truthful. Say we had legitimate prosecutors. Let's say we had legitimate prosecutors and legitimate courts there that actually would tell the truth, that we're not for sale, okay? So if we had actual prosecutors and not prostitutors, and because that's what you have in California, these attorney generals, then that would, if it wasn't for that, I mean, if they were not so completely and totally corrupt, that bill would be good, wouldn't it, John?
Well, I guess if everybody was honest and the law enforcement was honest, the courts were honest, the prosecutor was honest, then maybe. Well, you know what they would do? They'd be arresting the politicians.
Yeah. Well, if they were honest, they would arrest them, huh?
That's what
Absolutely.
I'm saying.
If I were king for today, I would start with that's what they call the committee. The select committee there in D.C., I would start with them, and I would go with Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, Joe Obama, Biden. I would put them all in that dirty, filthy, along with the mayor of Washington, D.C., along with the mayor of D.C., I would put all of them in that dirty, filthy D.C. jail, and with all the corrupted cops. If I were king, if I were able to do that, I would do that because that would be the righteous thing to do, would it not? Were they put the Christian patriots in that same dirty jail, would that not be the just thing to do, John?
I think it would, Pastor.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, if you think it would, that's all that matters.
I guess so. Yeah.
Alrighty, very good. Here's an article by Larry Elder. During Donald Trump's presidency, the Washington Post kept a running tally of alleged lies and misleading statements. But when Joe Biden became president, the Post fact-checker Glenn Kessler announced that an end to the database operation, saying that maintaining the Trump database over 4 years required 400 additional 8-hour days over 4 years beyond a regular jobs and three people. It looks like supply chain issues on the Post. So while the Post continues to fact-check Biden, it discontinues the Trump practice error running. Is, you know why? Because it was very, very difficult to find Trump telling lies, okay? But very easy to tell Biden, to catch Biden telling lies. After all, Biden is not Trump, and the Post undoubtedly expects Biden to be more truthful. How's that working out? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're coming up to a break. And we'll be back right after this.
Yeah. If I could send a simple message to our troops at home and far away, I would make one small promise. Hear me now, this is what I'd say. You are forever.
Amen. Forever heroes. Forever heroes. I wanted to say very quickly, folks, our newsletter just went out. This newsletter just went out. It's a very interesting newsletter. And, well, it, actually, it hasn't gone out. It's going out tomorrow, well, at least the start of it, of a lot of it. And what we want to do is we want to keep you people out there as well as informed as we possibly can, even more so than we can just do it here on the air. When you get this information in the air, because in the mail, you need to make copies, because just about everybody out there listening to me has relatives, right? And they have relatives, and you're trying to explain this, but they don't listen to this. They don't listen to programs like this. They listen to NBC, ABC, CBS, and they've been dumbed down and indoctrinated. But most of them can read. And I've seen this here has really worked for us, because a number of these people I'm talking about, okay, got our articles, they got on the news, and they said, whoa, I never knew that. Oh, now they're starting to realize just how much they've been deceived. And so some of these same people that were, you know, strictly indoctrinated, dumbed down, NBC, ABC, CBS's, now they're taking these newsletters and making copies and passing them around. Because what does Hosea 4:6 say? My people are destroyed for lack of
knowledge.
So we're trying to get that to them, the truth. We're trying to get the truth. So the newsletter is free. It's free. You don't have to, you know, it doesn't cost you anything. You can actually go up to our website with wrwl.org.
Yes, all the newsletters will be there afterwards.
And the newsletter is up on this there, but they can pull it down off.
They
the
can
news.
Download it and print it also. Yeah.
Okay. Or it gets mailed to them. Okay. If
yes.
If they apply for it, we'll send them one every month. Okay. And so because a lot of people are not on the internet, okay, and a lot of people out there don't have computers. If I don't like computers at all, anyhow. Now what about also? Let's tell them this because. Folks, we fight as hard as we can to stay on the air, but we're fighting against powers and principalities. Powers and principalities. They know how to get into the equipment and take us down, okay? We have the forces of good that are fighting to keep us up at the same time. But if they take us off the radio stations, whatever station you're listening to us on, and you know, there's a lot of people out there that have pirated. I mean, They're not stations that we're paying to be on or we're on, but they're being pirated, or this program is, by people out there. And I don't care, as long as they get the, you know, the salvation message and they get the content, okay? But here, if they're taken down off that AM or that FM station, they can still hear it if they do what?
Yeah, just go to the website right on the front page, wrwl.org. And there'll be a scrolling banner right at the top that says, if you're unable to hear the radio station, click here. And that'll take you to the word.com. And basically, that's all your it'll be a live broadcast if that's the time slot. And then every broadcast, I think, for about 30 days is archived there. So if they miss something on Friday or Thursday, they can go back there, click it, listen to it, and actually download it if they want.
And we're up on some other sites, too, aren't we?
Yeah. BitChute, Rumble, and Liberty Radio Network. And there's actually a couple other radio broadcasts. So if you are blocked on the AM radio or the FM radio, if the signal's getting jammed, there is another alternative to listen to us live.
So you folks out there, believe it or not, see, I mean, we have to fight daily, right? And now, but we'll actually get calls. John, well, I'll actually get calls from people or letters that are angry. And they say, you know, I've been donating to your program, and I expect to be able to get your program. And if they keep taking you down, then I'm not going to donate. Like it's like we're not doing everything we can to stay
up. It's not your fault, yeah.
Yeah, it's like they should be praying for us and helping us in this battle, okay? But anyhow, we're going to continue this battle. And we've got a bunch of articles we want to go through here. And let me go through this one. This is a very, very important one here. Steve Kirsch, this is the data, shows COVID-19 vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine ever made. It's what we've been telling people for years now, right? Tech entrepreneur and philanthropist and Wuhan coronavirus vaccine expert and researcher Steve Kirsch has compiled all publicly available data on the vaccine to prove that it is the most dangerous vaccine in recorded history. In Kirsch's personal Substack blog, he said he laid out some of the most compelling pieces of evidence that could gather, providing the dangers of getting vaccinated against COVID-19. While by no means an exhaustive list, it provides the key pieces of data that are impossible for scientists to properly explain if the COVID-19 vaccines actually are safe and effective. Okay, it goes on to say more and more young people are dying because of COVID-19 vaccines. Do you ever hear any of that on NBC, ABC, or CBS?
No.
No, John, have you ever heard? Yeah.
No, they're all owned. It's an open conspiracy. The big pharma has got hundreds of billions of dollars. They're all linked and bought off. They bought off the mainstream media. The politicians have been bought off by big pharma, and so they're keeping everything suppressed, Pastor Ernie. So the people aren't listening to shows like yours. They're not picking up the truth.
Well, the CDC was just fined, okay, for not reporting on 19,000 serious injuries that they were supposed to report it on, that they refused to report on, caused by the COVID vaccine. He goes on to say the most compelling piece of evidence for by far is from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, a United States government program for reporting vaccine safety issues co-managed by, well, they only report 1% of the actual amount, okay, of people that are damaged, the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. According to VAERS, an estimated hundreds of thousands of America have been killed by the COVID-19 vaccines, with several million more injured, okay? Again, like I said, you're talking about, we have, what, about 300 million people in this country? And so you're talking about hundreds of thousands. Pardon?
Yeah. Yeah. 330 million.
And so he's talking about with several million more have been severely injured. Graphs showing the number of vaccine-related deaths submitted to VAERS show a massive jump in 2021 as soon as the COVID-19 vaccines start being distributed in the United States. The CDC is claiming that VAERS is over-reporting, but cites no evidence. Kirsch's own investigation suggests that VAERS is really seriously under-reporting by a factor of 5.4 times. So in other words, the guy that's doing the actual research says that there's 5.4 more times more people actually killed or injured by that. This is a clear message. Yeah, go ahead, John.
Pastor Ernie, I'm at the VAERS website right now, and I'm looking at I can give you right up to the moment of how many people have died and been injured and all by the vaccine. Now, the vaccine apparently this record-keeping started in 1990, and it goes all vaccines except for the COVID death shot from 1990 to present, 9,982 people died. Now, no one questioned that, Pastor Ernie. And if they found, like, one of the vaccines, 42 people died as a direct result of it, they stopped it. 42 people.
Yes.
So now we go with COVID. They started counting it on December 20th, December of 2020, and it's 31,961.
Those are the people that
died.
Yeah.
That
so
died from it.
So according to the research that he says 5.4 times that many actually died.
Right. Right. So, you know, you could have over 100,000, 150,000 have died from it. And the government says these aren't accurate. So let's take half of them. Let's take away half of the ones that are reported. That's 15,000 that have died, 16,000 we'll say. That's still like twice as many since 1990, and they still have it on. They're still promoting it.
Well,
birth defects. Now, they've proven birth defects connected with the COVID shot, 1,180 from 1990 to the present, 206.
All right, so what about unborn babies? Are they people?
Not according to the courts, Pastor Ernie, and according to these Democrat politicians, no, but of course they are.
Well, according to the series out there, 90% of the women that were pregnant that got the vax miscarried. 90%. And I don't even know, that's a large number. I mean, if you, so, but you're going to find out. And here's what the experts, those like the frontline doctors, we're talking about real actual doctors that are not owned stock, lock, stock, and barrel by Pfizer. They're telling you that it's going to be, you're going to see millions. Now, here's what the insurance company said. The insurance company said there's been an increase in the deaths, I'm talking about life insurance company, by 40%. 40% increase. So,
well, you know, Pastor Ernie, I mean, they can only absorb so much payouts and then they go bankrupt. You know, they don't have that factored in with 40% increase in 1 year in a certain age group. I mean, that could... If that keeps up year after year, they're going to even have exorbitant rates for insurance, so they're going to go bankrupt.
John, I normally do an average of maybe 2 to 3 funerals a year. I normally preach 2 to 3. This year, so far this year, from April to June, I preached 8 funerals. And it's been quiet since June, and I praise the good Lord for that, because... You know, these people, I knew all of them. But that's an amazing thing. And if you talk to the funeral home directors, they say they are busy as busy, you know. Sometimes they're putting funerals off for 2 to 3 weeks. You know, they have to do that. So, anyhow, we're...
One other thing. I'll throw another statistic out. COVID... The number of permanent disabilities after vaccination, almost 60,000, 59,831. But we know there's many more. This is just the
frontline doctors tell you that the VAERS only reports 1%, between 1 and 10%. That's what they said. They say closer to 1% of the actual injuries and deaths that this VAERS actually report. So.
Well,
so
if we just add this up, what that has made it to be reported, we have 90,000 people that have died as a result of this shot or are permanently disabled. 90,000. That's, and we know that there's many, many more. So 90,000 people, and that's just 2 years, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah. All right, I think we're at that time. How much time do I have, Craig?
Almost at 5.
Okay. We're at that time that we get to every night, the most important time of the radio program. And, John, let me ask you this. Could the Lord come back anytime?
Pastor Ernie, the Bible says, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
What signs did he give us that in the Bible that, when we saw those things, we know that the time would be near, even at the doorstep.
That had to do with the rebirth of Israel, Pastor Ernie.
That was the rebirth of Israel. Did we see that happen?
And remember, two very important things happened.
I know. Okay, I know. Go ahead and give it to us.
1948. Israel was reborn from being like a dead nation for 1900 years, and almost equally as important is I was born on May 21st, 1948. So two very important things happened.
Okay, so he said that generation that sees the rebirth of Israel will also receive the return of the Lord, right?
Yes.
And so you have the generations, you have righteous and the unrighteous. But, you know, an unrighteous generation was 40, the number 40. A righteous was 70, but that could be 70 or it could be 30, okay? So it was anything 70 years or old or more, okay? And so have we seen all of these things happen? Have we gone our 70 years past...
1948.
Yeah, 1948. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
close.
Okay, so in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he tells you in the last days when he... Now, in other places it says in end times or later times, but there it says the last time. So he's talking about specifically the end of the sixth dispensation period. And then he gives you a litany of signs of things that you will see. Have we seen every single one of those? Are they present for the first time in history right now all at one time?
Well, yes, Pastor Ernie, and one of the leading signs of the hour we're living in is the the attempt to legitimize homosexuality by the Supreme Court, you know, as a marriage. We don't even know if they did that in Sodom and Gomorrah.
No.
In history, it's never been done. The only other time we could link it to was in the days of Noah when the Lord moved to destroy the earth by a flood. So we have sin right now that has never been in existence, really, until you have to go back to the great flood.
So not only are they trying to legitimize the sin of sodomy, which is an NBC, ABC, CBS, Spectrum News sin. I mean, this is something that they embrace, the public school systems. But not only are they trying to legitimize this sin that God calls an abominable thing, but they're trying to make it preferable. They yes. teach the children in schools that it's a preference to be a sodomite in the public school system, do they not?
Yes, and then on top of it, they're playing with the children's mind. Well, you know, little Frankie, you might be a girl. I mean, you just might be a girl. Wouldn't you like to be a little girl? That's what they're doing in kindergarten. Yeah,
I know.
Yes, Ernie, we have a verse from the Bible about this. It's from Jude 1:7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and look at this, going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So God says what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah is it's a warning.
I know.
A warning to anybody else that goes down that road.
Yeah, John, we got 1 minute left, so I've got to tell the folks, here's what they need to do. They really need to listen. See, when a preacher gives you this, he's just the messenger. The messenger is from on high. And I'm telling you, folks, here's what Jesus said. Pray to the Father. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. And then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. Put him first in all things. And if you'll do that, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and on your way to heaven, and dwelt with the Holy Spirit. Well, we're out of time, so until tomorrow, we want to say good night, and God bless, and always, 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 ready,
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.